My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about the unemployment stimulus, making it harder to hire employees and what to do about it. So before I go to you, Neil, around the world right now, we're really just talking about what we're experiencing in the United States because that's the context that we understand. A couple months ago, a $600 a week unemployment stimulus was added on top of the state benefits as well. So federally, you got the $600. So what ended up happening was it created this disincentive for people that were actually started making more money from that to go back to work. So it actually made it harder to hire employees. Now we're talking, these could be cooks, these can be people that are, let's say, hostesses as well or hosts. So a lot of these different roles, people don't feel like going back to work right now. And so what do you end up doing about it? That is the question.
Yeah, and around the world, other countries have their own versions of this as well. So the big thing that we're looking at is, look, if people are looking to go back to work and they want that free money, those aren't the right people that you want to hire. They usually, if someone really loves what they're doing, they're more likely to go and do it, whether there's a stimulus check or not. The other thing that I look at, I don't know about you, is typically when I'm hiring, I'm looking for people who have done it before. And if you can offer them something that's worthwhile because they've done it before and they're successful at it, they're going to make way more money than they will from the stimulus check. So they're much more likely to accept it.
Yeah, I think those of you that listen to this, you're interested in marketing. I think one thing about marketing is it's about storytelling too. What's in it for them for the long term? Besides the money right now, the short term, the short-term stuff. Let's say they're an intern right now and they happen to be making less than what they'd be getting from the stimulus. Well, what you say is, hey, look, you know, coming out of this, if you actually do a good job, if you're able to do this, this, and this, we're happy to promote you to this level. And plus you're going to get these benefits and you're going to get these, you're going to be learning so much, right? So what you end up doing is you stack a lot of these benefits and it should become a no-brainer to them. And if they don't want to do it and they're like, no, I really need the money right now, they're not someone you want to work with long-term because they're too short-term focused. So you're better off losing those people anyway, and you're better off strengthening your company based on people that actually want to work with you for the long term. So it should be based on, hey, they should be chasing the opportunity and not so much short-term cash.
It's also ethics as well. If people aren't willing to take a job because they want that quick stimulus check and do nothing, I look at that as unethical because that's taking away money from others who are more in need.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll add too is it's also not very intelligent. Again, so I talked about short-term thinking earlier. And if you, we talked about thinking like an investor in a past episode, but someone that thinks like an investor thinks long-term. They think about the company. They think about the people that they're working with. I remember early days when I was working at, I think I was working at Circuit City. You know, everyone was in it for themselves, right? Everybody, like I was the tech support guy, you know, Best Buy had their geek squad. Ours was called like Fire Dog or something. But yeah.
Fire Dog? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Fire Dog. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel like I got a lot of support. I didn't feel like I was aligned with the mission. So all the things we talk about, mission, vision, values, culture, and all this, like you have two marketers talking about this. These are things that we didn't care about before. But then you realize these are all the things that actually matter. Neil, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, to learn about our virtual and our live events. These are for amazing founders and executives. It's great networking, great speakers. We have accountability groups. We have a WhatsApp chat as well. So it's just a way for us to continue to stay connected and, you know, continue to foster a great community around Marketing School. So that is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.